Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Time for us to get into our grow model, and our grow model is the last for the week. And remember that each week we have a different grow model, and today is no different. We have a final installment of our grow model, Pastor Samson Mulumba, talking about hope for the future, hope in uncertain times for the whole week. And today specifically, we're talking about hope in the future. So as we look toward the future, hope becomes a powerful active faith. It is not a naive optimism, as someone would have us believe, but a confident expectation grounded in God's eternal promises. This hope, beloved, sustains us through present difficulties and fuels perseverance. It fuels knowing that God's plan will ultimately prevail. And that's why we have this hope for the future. It's not in our own strength, power, and glory. It's in God's ultimate power to prevail. Pastor Samson Mulumba joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you, and I pray God will be with us, though I'm not too well, but we pray that we'll go through this program and God will sustain us through.
Amen to that prayer, and you will get well. Thank you, Pastor. How does the biblical concept of hope challenge culture's obsession with immediate results, Pastor?
All right. Thank you so much. We live in the world where we are cultured to these instant outcomes, quick results, and we want visible results when we have done something, or in every situation that we find ourselves in. We live in a quick and fast world that desires things to happen in quick succession. And in this case, you see that sometimes even people that do not want to work, they want to earn something, even when they are not doing anything. But we are talking about this culture that looks at things that should be done instantly. We see that hope teaches us to wait and to trust in God. Are you able to hear me?
I can.
All right, thank you. So we are saying hope teaches us to wait, to trust and to endure in this life that we are on. And as we are looking at the future, hope helps us to see that God desires us to be patient as we are on this journey as Christians. When we pray to God, we are submitting our will to His will. And God Himself, at His appointed time, if He desires to give us instant results, we'll see them. If He desires us to wait, we should wait. So we should see that hope actually teaches us to be patient and to trust in God as we endure on this process. We are not just enduring without hope, but we are enduring with expectation, seeing that God is with us and He is leading us. I see Romans chapter 8, verse 24 and 25, the Bible tells us, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." Hope strengthens us through delay. As we are moving on this journey, when God seems to delay in our minds, in our expectations of when He should act, but this hope drives us to go through this process, even when He seems to delay to us, because God is still on time, even when He seems to delay. So we should see that God is still seeing us in this situation, and hope resists the pressure to rush God. We cannot rush God because God is sovereign. God is sovereign at his own appointed time. He will do things. He is right in his wisdom. And whatever he plans to do for us, it is for our best interest. So waiting becomes the act of faith, not weakness, when we realize that we are not naive as we are waiting, but we are waiting with the hope, knowing that God sees us and he is with us. So his timing shapes our character more than instant results, because God intends to teach us certain lessons as we are in this process of waiting. If he sometimes gives us results before the appointed time, we may not learn the lessons that we do need to learn in this process. So God, in his wisdom, he desires us to go through the entire process so that we are shaped in the character that he wants us to possess.
God's character, indeed. So in what ways does trusting God's promises redefine our understanding of success and victory?
The world can define success as achievement, recognition, and material gain, these visible things that we see. But we see that God defines success as faithfulness. He sees success as obedience. When we have aligned our will to his and we have submitted fully to him, we are faithful in this process. We surrender to him fully, and God helps us to be obedient to his law, and we align our will to his will. So that is success with God, because if we look at Joseph as he was in that process, we know that there was a time when he was tempted with Potiphar's wife, but Joseph decided to be obedient in that process because he lived with hope. He knew that God was going to do something great in his life because he had a dream with his God. So what we see is that faithfulness to God, it is success. Obedience to God is success in this process. We are told 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, the Bible tells us, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Jesus does not want us to be careless as we are waiting for him. Our Lord wants us to be faithful in this process as we are waiting for him. No matter what happens along the way, he desires us to be faithful because he has weighed all the situations, all the circumstances, all uncertainties that we encounter have been weighed before him. And he sees that we are fit to overcome. That is why he permits them to come to us, and he knows we can overcome because we are sure with him we can overcome because his promises are true. Jesus will not disappoint us.
Yeah.
So God's promises.
I suspected my case. Maybe he may have had the wrong soldier in mind. I don't think I can overcome what he's put in my way. I suspect maybe he was thinking of a different soldier, not me, when he was putting all what he has put in front of me. But we continue. So how does hope shape our willingness to persevere when outcomes are uncertain, Pastor?
All right, you may just come again. Sorry.
I was asking how does hope shape our willingness to persevere when outcomes are uncertain?
Okay, what I see is that hope gives us strength when the future is unclear. We gain strength when we hope in Jesus. As we are looking at the future, like what we have been talking about through and through, when we look at how God is faithful in our lives, in those moments when we were weak, God came through for us and we overcame. So God, in this hope that we have in him, this hope drives us. It gives us strength to see the future, even when things are not certain. All that we know is that we will overcome in the end. So it helps us as believers to move forward with guarantee that success in Jesus is certain. We do not know how he will work things out, but all we know that God will not disappoint us. Everything that he has brought to us has been weighed, like we are saying, and he desires us to succeed in the end. So Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5, I see, we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. So hope teaches us believe and trust in God to continue moving. So when we have anchored in Jesus, our Savior, this hope that we have anchored in Jesus will see us through to the end. So hope prevents us from giving up on this journey, because Galatians 6 verse 9 tells us, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Hope does not eliminate hardship, but it sustains faith through hardship. So hope will help us to be sustained through all these hardships, because this is the reality of life. Life may be hard for us, and uncertainties may be for us, but we know that those that have hope in Jesus, this hope helps them even in hardships. And this hope does not eliminate hardships. It does not eliminate pain, but it helps us to continue holding on to Him, because those that persevere, those that we endure to the end, they will receive the reward. So hope keeps believers spiritually anchored throughout these storms that we are moving on with.
I should then ask, what is then the relationship between hope and obedience in living out God's future plans?
Okay. Thank you so much once again. Hey, sorry. I'm feeling so much headache right now, but no, we are almost done, thank you.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, so what I see here is that hope is not passive waiting. This hope produces active obedience. As we have said already, as we are waiting on the Lord, we are not idle. We are in active obedience to the law that God has given us. Those who expect Christ's promises live different lives today. They live with hope. It can be distinguished when you visit someone who has hope in Jesus, the way they will talk. It will be clear that this one has hope that Jesus will work things out. But those that do not have hope, they will complain and murmur. They will ask you questions. Your God does not care. Why does He allow me to get through these problems? And they will ask human beings that cannot explain it. But instead of laying the burden on Jesus, who is able to carry them, instead of surrendering to God, who knows us all and who knows it all, they begin to complain on human beings that are limited, because there are things that we cannot understand now, but we understand them in the by and by. So let us allow ourselves to be led in obedience in God, no matter what happens. The stories that we have read in the Bible, our experiences so far as believers, they help us to move, and knowing that this active obedience will lead us through to the end. So hope strengthens commitment to God's commands. I see Psalms chapter 119, verse 166. The Bible tells us, Lord, I hope for your salvation. I do your commandments. The psalmist tells us that he has hope in the salvation that comes from the Lord, and he keeps the commandments of the Lord. As someone is waiting for the Lord, as someone is hoping for God to come through for them, they should have this obedience to the commands of God. So that is what we see, that hope fuels obedience, not complacency. And obedience becomes preparation for the future that God Himself is preparing for us. Living in hope aligns present conduct with eternal destiny. These people are not lost in what they are doing. They know that the Lord will work things out. They focus on this journey, on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, because in the end it will pay, because there's a reward ahead of us.
Final question, Pastor, and I'll let you go and recover. How does embracing divine hope influence our engagement with the broken world?
All right. I see. But hope, without hope, us as human beings who are broken in those moments will be led to despair if we do not have hope. With hope, believers become witnesses of God's coming kingdom. When we are living today, when Jesus has come through for you and for me, we'll be able to stand and begin to witness how God has delivered us. We'll begin to proclaim to the people and remind them that there is a kingdom that is coming ahead of us. Jesus is preparing us a place. When he has solved our problems in this temporal life, in this life that we do not last forever, that is not eternal, we should know that we have glimpse of how great, we are just seeing how great life will be when Jesus comes. Because these things that we see and all the experiences today, they are temporal. But when we look ahead of us with how God becomes, I mean, how God comes through for us, it gives us hope that one day when Jesus comes, we'll be able to see what Revelation 21, verse 4 to 5 tells us. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Yeah. There shall be no more death,
that's right,
no sorrow, no crying.
Wow. Hello? Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, maybe I conclude. So we see that as we are living in this life, when God has blessed us with all these temporal things, we are given hope that one day Jesus will make things all right for us. All things shall change because John saw it in vision, and Jesus will come and bring that to reality, right, when we shall experience no more death, right, when all tears shall be wiped away from our eyes, and we shall live life in full, in praising God eternally. So let us live with hope. If Jesus does not come through for us, where he eliminates the problems of our lives, let us continue holding on, because one day we will understand in the by and by. We may not fully understand it today. You may ask your pastors, your deacons, your elders, they may not explain it in full, but surrender to God, because one day when all things shall be done, you see that it was worth going through those challenges, because they shape us to reach eternal life that Jesus Christ himself is preparing for us. So may he work in us his character so that his countenance shines upon us as we are moving on this journey. Jesus, the captain of the ship, is ahead of us.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you very much, Pastor. I hope you recover well and you recover soon. Pastor Samson Mulumba,
thank you
very much for your time. May God bless you and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow.
Thank you. Happy Sabbath too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.